This year alone, 150,000 people have taken the risky passage across the Mediterranean, seeking refuge from the war in Syria and other ongoing conflicts. For Australians, the plight of people in the Mediterranean has been brought home by tragic stories and images of asylum seekers suffering at sea. But Tasmanian nurse Carol Nagy has witnessed this firsthand. She has led the Médecins Sans Frontières medical team on board their ship, the Phoenix, treating conditions ranging from dehydration to chronic disease. Nina Koppel caught up with Carol to talk about her experiences and what it's like to help people in the most desperate of situations.
Around 34 people, including 15 babies and children, drowned off a Greek island on Sunday. Carol, you've spent a lot of time in this area on the sea providing medical care. Does this recent tragedy surprise you at all?
Unfortunately, no. These sorts of things we see on a very regular basis. It's a tragedy and something that we're working to advocate to have more support in the area of refugee and migration to stop this sort of tragedy happening.
And is that care something that happens in the countries that people are affected before they leave, or is that something that you want more people like you actually working on the sea to help people with medical care?
There needs to be a multifaceted approach to this sort of problem, having a response from the European governments to deal with this, because the root problem is not something we're going to fix anytime soon. But having commitment from European governments and other governments around the world to take up this challenge to try and stop these tragedies is the biggest way we can respond to this.
It's not every day that someone has been in this area dealing with people in such a deep humanitarian crisis. What is your response to being with these people and seeing the suffering that they go through?
It's a very humbling experience, obviously. We are dealing with hundreds of people on a daily basis. Our situation is that we're working with the Italian government, with other actors on the water in boats to do the search and rescue. There are many boats leaving the Libyan coastline, which is the area where I was working. And on any given day, we might have one or two wooden boats to respond to. And the average amount of people on these boats is anything from 500 to 700 people. These people are very distressed, they're confused. Of course, they know that the boat could capsize at any moment or they could die on board the boat. It's very well publicized. But still, they're willing to take this incredibly difficult and dangerous journey to try and escape the horrors of where they're coming from and to find themselves a life.
Do you have a story or a memory, one that sticks out in your mind that would help people to understand the pain that these people are going through?
Yes, there's many, many different individuals I can recall, but there was a particular little family, a Nigerian lady and her two children, that were travelling on their own. Her husband had been killed by Boko Haram in northern Nigeria, and the only way that she could get out of this was to flee. She was at risk of being arrested and tortured herself, so she just picked up her two kids and by whatever means possible got herself to Libya. And the trip across the desert to Libya is extremely difficult, and she managed to survive. She got onto the boat with her two kids. She was in a very desperate state, and with a lot of support from us over the 2 days and other people rallying to look after the kids while we were able to nurse her back to health, she got off the boat a much stronger and much more confident woman. And I just hope that wherever she's ended up, that she's on her way to something better.
The EU is starting to talk about closing borders, especially Germany, which so many countries are taking their lead from. Is it concerning that borders are going up, or is it reassuring that maybe some people will be dissuaded from taking such dangerous trips across sea?
I think this is a knee-jerk response. Sure, there's a growing number of people coming, but still the numbers are reasonably small when you consider the amount of refugees from Syria, for example, that are taking up residence in their surrounding countries like Lebanon and Turkey. The numbers coming through to Europe at the moment are small compared to the numbers that are being fostered around the area.
Yesterday in Brussels, those EU leaders did meet, and there was talk that maybe they would agree on a plan. It wasn't quite the plan that some people wanted, not quite as structured, and leaves a lot to voluntary acceptance of refugees. Is it enough?
Not at all. And it's very disappointing that yet again we come to this sort of stalemate, that nobody's prepared to go the extra mile to commit to helping, really helping realistically with this problem.
Australia has now said we will be taking an extra 12,000 Syrian refugees to aid with the crisis. What's your response?
I think it's a good first step, but there really needs to be much more done than this. This is obviously a political response to a situation, so they've guaranteed to take some people, but obviously this is not going to be very much of a drop in the ocean.
Nina Copel talking with Carol Neji, the medical team leader for the Médecins Sans Frontières Mediterranean Rescue Mission.